Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is on the move, doing things around the whole earth through his people who love him. I know that the Lord has raised up people that will serve him and obey him and seek him out. And when I say seek him out, that means when the Lord says something, they seek him for the understanding so that they can completely obey all that he's saying to them. Sometimes the Lord will say things we need to know, and we get excited about it and tell everybody. And we only got a part of it. And I say that because there were times that I did exactly that. I get so excited and enthused about what God said, I wanted to share it with other people. But the word of God is like a charge. If you charge a battery, it'll crank your car. But let's say the car doesn't crank the first time and you keep turning it over. Eventually the starter starts turning slower and slower. And you only have a window of opportunity to figure out why the car's not starting. But the more you crank it over, it's running the charge down. And the word of God charges our heart. And you can tell everybody everything that God has showed you, and some people will receive it, and both of you will rejoice. Or a group of you will rejoice over what he said. That's good. When that happens, people get excited and they keep the charge. But a lot of people are not ready for the revelation. Their focus is different. And they'll tell you all the reasons why that's really not God, or why, you know, they put cold water on your fire. And that brings the charge down. And then it doubt creeps in, and you start, you know, it takes faith to carry what God is giving you to do, or giving you something to know. It takes faith to receive, just like it takes faith to act. But when you keep the charge, if you watch, the Holy Spirit is going to give you more information as you can receive it. And he'll cause other anointed people that yield to him to say exactly what you need. And everybody won't do it. He'll use those that he chooses to use. And the charge will grow. And when you receive more information, the charge grows. And you're receiving more of God's knowledge and understanding. You begin to understand God's side of what he's saying. See, there's a God side and a man side. He's telling you what you can do. And then you're seeing things from his position. And then it helps you to take him at his word and act on it, even in opposition. Because there are people out there that will oppose, even good people, even anointed people can be in opposition against what God has given you to do. If their focus is on tradition, that's all they're after. But the heart of God's will goes far beyond every tradition. It'll always be biblical. See, a lot of people look for the Holy Spirit to move in churches. That's what was done in the past. That's what they look for now. But the Holy Spirit, I've seen him move in my backyard more than some churches. My friend Odie Beery, he could sing. He can sing. He's anointed. And sometimes our conversations were just off the charts. We just back there talking about the Lord and his goodness, and we having church in the backyard. And then the Lord will introduce prophecy. Somebody will say, will have a word from the Lord and share it. Me and a guy named Kevin Houston used to do the same thing when we worked on cars together. And others too. And we weren't in church. We wasn't in the four walls. We were out. We were in my backyard working on cars. And one day, Odie sang a song. And people just walking down the street, going to the store, they just stopped and listened and soaked it in. The lady was coming from the store. She had walked to the store, coming back with bags in her hands. And he was singing "To the Utmost Jesus Saves." And she just stopped and listened. I've seen God move beyond churches, beyond what's traditional. And Odie, he'll do anything. He went to a club and sang gospel songs. And people were shouting in a club. I'm talking about a club. You have to think like God thinks. God goes where people are. And sometimes the things that he'll give you to do is far beyond what people expect. And sometimes people, they'll look at your age or your level of education. Sometimes even your race, and they'll say, "Well, nah, you don't need to do that." They don't see what God is forming. That's why you have to believe him and do exactly what he say. Because God's going to go beyond all the traditions of men. Jesus Christ is far beyond all the traditions of men when he came. He came to his own, they didn't receive him. And the wicked never understood, and they never will. Even when everything's done, they're in hell, we're in heaven, all this happened, they still will not understand it. None of the wicked. But those who are true to God's love, they will understand. The rest will be consumed by Satan's deception and rebellion. Deception gets them started. Rebellion locks them in. Now, when you go forward, you have to keep your eyes on the Lord. You have to see the heart of his will. And the word of God reveals it to you. I said many times, if your focus changes, your destiny changes. The whole dynamic of what you're doing changes. That's why it's so good. The blessing is in hearing God out. He speaks from the heart and we hear him out. And that's what we need. We need to know him. We need to hear him because he has so much to say. He loves us, he's kind, he's good, he's a blessing. And the more we learn who he is, the better off we're going to be. And remember, the word of God is a charge. The word of God charges your heart so that you can do the greater blessings. God is going to lead you to do the greater things, things that's necessary. See, traditional things is not working. It helps, but it's not the fullness of what God is capable of. Some of our traditions is based on what happened centuries ago, even millennials ago. In the dark ages, the Catholic Church, they had the Bible translated in Latin, and the priest taught the people, and the people didn't read the word. That way they'd come and listen. Those that love God, they depended on the priest. And then the priest would, he was in league with the king. And they could persuade the people however they wanted to. Because the strongest people in any society are those who believe on Jesus. They couldn't do nothing with a devout Christian. And they won't operate in fear. They won't cheat. They won't lie. They won't steal. So they can't be bought. Satan can't do nothing with them. So a human king can't either. So they had to neutralize the gospel. Then the Protestants came about. Martin Luther taught people to seek God on their own and go back to faith and go back to believing God's word. He started the Protestant church. So the church has protested against the witchcraft of the Catholics. And I say witchcraft because that's precisely what it was. They had altered the word of God to seduce people into what they wanted them to do. And they taught doctrines of devils. They became a misguided institution. Now, not all of them, because some of the Catholics were pure. They loved God for real. And some of them remained at their post, and they remained faithful people who followed God. Because Martin Luther was a Catholic, and he was a priest. So there were good priests there. Just like Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he came by night to seek Jesus. So there's good people in the organization. And then there's Satan in there too. Now watch this. I say the Satan has crept into every organization. There are men crept in unawares, and the church is infiltrated. Every organization has some of his folks in it. And it's evident. And it's true. Every organization, even the best churches and Bible schools, some of the people that go, people go to Bible school. And some people agree with the devil. Even the apostles, they had people that had infiltrated them. John said they left us because they never were of us. They never was of us. They were not of us. Demas left. He went back to the world. And then there's a lingering mindset. Whenever you do something anywhere, there are people that's gonna see things in light of the deception that they are used to. Every organization has been affected by the wiles of the devil. And every organization has people that overcome. Satan don't just sit around watching people do God's will without interfering. When you start going forward in the Lord, he starts trying to figure out how to undo what you're doing. He's trying to decharge the word out of your heart, especially the things of God that will guide you to greater things. So when you follow God, you win the fight. You have to win the fight to follow God. You don't have to look for the devil. When you start doing God's will, he's coming. And he's going to come with all he can get away with. Now, he has rules in the warfare. We're fighting an angel that know God, that knew of God. And that's what we're fighting. He's been given a lot more knowledge than us. And he's much older. He understands how we think. But we're not outclassed because Jesus gave us authority over him. And Jesus gave him some rules he's got to obey. He can't fight you beyond your ability to fight. He has to fight on your level. Satan has to fight you on your level. So that means you can always win. Even on organizations, he fights on their level. Now the wicked, they're not in covenant. So he seduces them quickly. But God has mercy on his people. It's best not to ever trust Satan on anything. But mindsets, you have to destroy. You have to drive out the old mindsets. When God gave them Canaan land, he told them to drive out all of the Canaanites. Not make a deal with them. not let them stay there, but drive them out. And it's not because he hated the people, it was the mindset that they carried, the witchcraft, the hard hearts, the rebellion. And you're talking about people who were not in, Jesus hadn't died yet, so they had to obey God with the same heart. See, Christians get a new heart. They didn't yet. Even David's heart was the same. And the Holy Spirit was not inside his spirit. Even John the Baptist, the greatest prophet ever at that time, is least in the kingdom of God because he didn't have the Holy Spirit within. They only had the Holy Spirit upon. So it was very difficult to, if you love God, what you fought was people. They didn't fight spirits like we do. They had to pray and believe and obey God. That's how they overcame Satan. We do too. We overcome by obeying God and also by taking authority. Now, much teaching has been done on authority, but I'm going to tell you something about authority. It won't work unless you are submitted to God. If you're out of covenant with God and you rebuke the devil, he don't have to obey you. You have the authority, but you're operating according to his kingdom. So what he'll do, he'll use deception. He'll leave you alone, and you'll think he ran from you because you took authority over him. And he won't manifest it for a while. But he really didn't leave. Because if he can get you to trust that you're all right doing what you're doing that ain't right, he already won. Just don't die because you done moved into his kingdom. Not saying that you did that, but I mean, that's how it is. If a person's committing adultery and fornication, and then they still preaching, and they rebuke the enemy, the enemy will lead them alone. And he'll even withdraw himself from the church. So the church will have a good time in the Lord, so that they'll be deceived. That's why many people will come to him saying, "Lord, Lord, we've done miracles in your name. We cast out devils in your name." And they thought they were on God's side, but they left. They're operating according to Satan's kingdom and not God's. And they're judging that they're on God's side, not by the word of God, but by the miracles that they've been operating in. And the Lord will still perform miracles. That miracles and wonders and authority over Satan is not a sign that you're right with God. And Jesus told us this up front and accurately more than once. Many will come to him saying, "Lord, Lord." They bought into a lie in other areas of life, and they didn't deal with it. And now the lies that they adopted is going to be like thorns in their side and pricks in their eyes. You have to drive out the evil of this world. You can't let it be in you. You have to be all in and do it God's way. We all do. We have to overcome. Satan's trying to infiltrate every ministry, every work of God. If he can't get you to believe a lie, he tried to get you to not fight. If he can't stop you, then he's got to watch you win. But he's definitely going to try to get you to alter what God has given you. But when you stay with the part of God's word, and when you see things creeping in, deal with it. If you have a thought of temptation that really don't tempt you, rebuke it anyway. I learned some things from fighting the enemy. when there were times he would try to tempt me with women. And if it was a woman I wasn't attracted to, I didn't think much of it. But eventually, it got worse. And I learned to, even if I'm not attracted to him, I don't think I can be. I rebuke it as if it was somebody that I would be attracted to. So you're not, if he tried to tempt you, you're not going to be attracted to every person he tried to tempt you with. But I learned, if he tried to tempt you with anybody, any kind of situation, rebuke it every time. And tell him he can't do it anymore. And stay in the love of God. Don't let anything creep in unawares. And you have to watch to protect your life and your judgment and your habit system. And I use that for an example because the enemy did try me. And not just with women. He tried to tempt me to be angry. He couldn't tempt me to be in pride. I learned early on that God hated pride, and I started saying I hated it. Then I started saying I hated lust and whatever else he was trying to do. Even laziness. Laziness comes to you as a temptation too. Then you let things die when you're lazy. A lazy man starts dying because his body gets weaker. He has no fortitude to do what he's supposed to do. And I said, Lord, what is lazy? He said, laziness is a death. It's just another form. It's a slow death. That's all it is. See, you're designed to bring things to light. You were born and you were made in God's image. And, you're designed to do well in life, to go forward, to bring things to light. And the enemy knows this. And if you do it, you do it publicly. And if you do that publicly, people are going to see it. And then they're going to live. They're going to choose life. They're going to choose better. They'll start overcoming. Tradition starts being exposed for the lies that they are. And then a true move of God forms. And it becomes a new tradition. People are still trying to get other people to do their praying and their studying. People go to church, listen to the pastor, and don't read the word of God for themselves. And they are the least in the kingdom. They become the least in the kingdom of God. Because they're not winning in life. And they're letting things slide. That's a lazy way to live. And they're not stirring up. They don't stir the pot, so they don't have much of a fight. God loves them. God blesses them anyway, because that's how he is. And I love them too. But when Satan tried to set him up, and he will try, I know he's going to try to set him up, and he'll try to cause you to lose what you've gained. A lot of Christians have not mastered worry. They have not mastered doubt. They have not mastered fear. These are things should have been dealt with years ago. They're overly concerned about what other people think. Some people, the only reason they go to church is so people won't think bad of them. Why not just go to church to learn of the Lord you love and be a blessing to other people? Paul said, do nothing out of vainglory. Do it for whatever you do. Do it because you love God and you love his people. And it's very important to go to church. If I can be there, I'm going to be there. If I don't have to work, I'm going to be at church. And I don't even take work on Sunday. So on Wednesdays, many times I have to miss so I can catch up on my business. But I love to be there, and it's important, and I want to be there. But God loves us, and he helps us go forward. We have to do things sometimes, not the way we want to or desire to, but what's necessary. The Lord our God loves us, and he cares about us. And that's what it's all about. Keep the charge of God's word. Let him guide you in life. He's going to bless you in every way there is. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you truly, and Jesus is our Lord.